In Yoni Miwa, as we read about Avram commanded in the mitzvah Miwa. So we know the Torah tells us, not in Lechahu Avayera, but later on, in Yom HaShmini Yimo Besar Arlasu, we learn out the source that Miwa is done on day 8. And the Pasuk could have said, Uvishmini Yimo Besar. What do the Yom HaShmini? In addition to learning a Miwa has to be done during the day, the Gemara learns out, Uvayom HaFilo B'Shabbos. So it doesn't make a difference. If it's day 8, you have a healthy baby boy, whether it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yontif, there is no day on the calendar that supersedes the mitzvah of Mila. Uvayom HaShmini, so we know Mila is Docha Shabbos and Yontif. However, that's only what we call a Mila Bizmana. That's only a Mila on day 8. But let's say the baby is sick, the baby can't do it on day 8. So if it's day 9 and onward, before day 8 you can't do a Mila. After day 8, it's no longer a Mila Bizmana, be a Mila Shalom Bizmana. So even if the first possible date happened on Shabbos, you'd have to wait to Sunday or after Yontif. So that's a Mila. So a Mila Bizmana is Docha Shabbos, Amila Shalom Bizmana is Docha Shabbos. So, and the post can point out as well, it has to be a Vadai Mila Bizmana. It has to be a Vadai Day 8 baby. In other words, what's so hard? You just count to 8 and figure out if it's Day 8. What would be a case of a Suffolk Mila Bizmana? Like, you don't have to know you just have to count 8 days. So, there are two classical cases, there are probably more, but the number one classical case of a Suffolk Mila Bizmana, and I assume it's not an uncommon question, any baby born Ben Ashmashas during twilight. So, in Halacha, the date, let's call sunset, is the end of day. And when the three stars come out, we'll call it as the beginning of night. So there's a time period in between sunset and nightfall, which is in Halacha, Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. Why is it? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, based on the psukim in the beginning of Bereishis, because the question is, how do you define nighttime or the end of day? So the two possibilities. Some will say, well, when the sun sets, that's the end of the day. The only issue is, it's still light out. So is it totally on the definition by the sun setting, or is it dependent on when it's dark? So those are two different times, because depending where you live, you have whether it's 10 minutes, a half an hour, a gap between when the time the sun sets to nightfall. So that's called Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. So for our purposes, let's just assume, hypothetically, 7 o'clock is sunset and 8 o'clock is nightfall, just for argument's sake. So let's say a person's born in between 7 and 8. Again, so maybe, well, it's a separate discussion, maybe if you're born 7:01, 7:02, but let's just assume this, without going into detail, we'll just assume that's labeled Ben Ashmasha. So what do you do then? So this is a question all week long. It's not just a Shabbos issue. We'll see why it is a Shabbos issue, but it's not limited to a Shabbos issue. Let's say tonight, it's Tuesday. So a baby's born tonight, Ben Ashmasha. So usually, so let's say it's not, let's take a simple case. A baby is born today, Tuesday morning. Very simple. I mean, simple meaning in theory, as long as everything works out. Next Tuesday, you do the bris, 8 days later, which is the same day and a week later. That's the normal case. The issue is, let's say you're born at 7:15. You're born during Ben Ashmasha. So what's the issue? So the question is, when they're born Tuesday Ben Ashmasha, so is he considered being born on Tuesday? Or is he considered born on Wednesday? So if he's born on Tuesday, so Tuesday's day 8, Wednesday's day 9. But if he's born on Wednesday, if we consider 7:30 Wednesday, not Tuesday, so then day 7 is Tuesday, day 8 is Wednesday. So on a regular question during the week, what do we have to do, obviously? We have to wait to Wednesday. Because if we do it on Tuesday, it might only be day 7 and it wouldn't be good. You need our toughest on bris.
Can you also tie it to Malacha? Like, you can't do Malacha on Shabbos during Banish Masha.
That is correct, go on. But why can't we? Because Banish Masha is a Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lila. That's the reason we can't. In other words, only God knows exactly when. In other words, in theory, in fact, I mean, if, back in the day, and according to, I was just giving you like the Vilna Gaon sheet, according to many Rishonim, it's probably the majority view, which Hasidim follow and others, is Rabbeinu Tam's opinion that really, for the first 58 and a half minutes after sunset, it's still considered daytime. And he has, in other words, there's an apparent contradiction in different Gemaras. One place it says 3/4 of a meal, we'll call it a mile, with the, let's call it 18 minutes. And the another Gemara talks about, you know, that it's 4 meal minus the meal. So, in other words, so it's, let's say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the way we generally assume, like the Gra, sunset is the end of day, or end of Vaday day, Ben HaShemashas is a Suffolk, and nighttime, you know, a little time later, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the first, let's say sunset 7 o'clock. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, nightfall is 8:12, let's call it 72 minutes. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, from 7 to 7:58 is Vadayom. It's definitely considered day. The Ben HaShemashas is only that time period from 7:58 to like 8:12, 7:58 and a half, whatever it is. So according to those we've shown him, it's not... That's why Hasidim daven mincha very late. I mean, it's not very late according to them. It's still day. So what happened was, the story goes, is that when Rav Moshe came to America, so the practice, the minhag in America was people accepted the Vilna Gaon and people started keeping Shabbos before sunset. However, among the Hasidim, they were still driving their cars. You know what, and they have every right to. It wasn't Shabbos. So apparently the story goes, Rav Moshe met with the Satmar Rebbe. He told him the issue. So the Satmar Rebbe was makabel that in America, the Hasidim won't do any malacha past sunset. They'll still do the mincha and anything else, but regarding Shabbos and malacha, in deference to what we'll call Minig America, so therefore he told his chassid that they shouldn't do any malacha, at least not publicly, maybe not at all, after sunset, even though according to them it's not Shabbos yet. So apparently, the Satmar Rebbe says, okay, I need something back from you, meaning not personally. So I think the way that, I mean, different versions of the story, but I think up until that time, whenever, like, Shabbos might have been over, like, people kept 36 minutes after sunset. So he said, I want you to move it to 42 minutes. That's where we get our 42 minutes from. Like, it's 42, and there is an hour after candle lighting is 18 minutes, then plus the 42. So that's when they moved it. I think if some of the old Lubavitcher calendars, maybe even the new ones, they still have 36 minutes after Shkia, as like when like nightfall is. But be it as it may, the reason why we don't do, we keep Shabbos for 25 hours, not 24, is because we have to be strict on both ends. That's why. You got that? Yeah. So what's the problem? So during the week, if you're born Tuesday morning, you have the bris on Tuesday morning. If you're born Tuesday, Ben Ashmashas, you have to have the bris Wednesday. Why? Because Tuesday might only be day 7. But Wednesday might be day 9. Okay, but what's the difference? Like, you could do a milah shelo bizmana on during the week. So that's the earliest day you could do it, because it's better to do it on day 9 than day 7. Day 9 is still good. However, on Shab Friday night, we run into a problem, because, again, if you're born Friday morning, so you have the bris Friday. So if Friday ben Hashmashas is Friday, the day 8 should be Friday. If ben Hashmashas Friday night is Shabbos, so then day 8 is Shabbos. So therefore, we don't know. So if I do it, I can't do it on Friday, because maybe it's day 7. I can't do it on Shabbos, because maybe it's day 9, and you only can do a milah bizman on Shabbos. Hence, we'd have to wait until Sunday to do a bris milah. So ben Hashmashas maybe it affects all year round, but we don't notice it. You know, you're born Tuesday after Tuesday ben Hashmashas, you just do it on Wednesday. People just assume the baby was born on Wednesday, but you can't make. But on Shabbos, when you run into the issue, and therefore you have to wait until Sunday. So that's one case of a suffix. So therefore, if you have a ben Hashmashas baby, you don't do the bris on Shabbos. And another classical case is a C-section baby. Why do we discriminate against a C-section baby? Because we don't discriminate, but why is there an issue by a C-section baby? Because the Gemara talks about in Shabbos, when do you do a bris for a C-section baby? Like, well, we know it says you do a bris on the 8th day. However, the pasuk, which is the source of the mitzvah in Parashas Tazria, is talking about natural childbirth. Isha ki Tazria v'yolda zacha. In other words, when a woman has a natural child, so biblically speaking, she becomes tamei for 7 days from the dam, the blood that comes out. In theory, if you have a C-section baby, the baby's not coming out of that area. You're not, in theory, not in practice, you're not tamei at all. So in theory, you could do the bris right away. Because why do we wait anyway to day 8, the Gemara says? Because we don't want everyone coming for the simcha, and then the husband and wife can't even be holding hands. They can't even be together. So therefore, we wait until day 8. It doesn't help waiting to day 8 today from that purpose. But either way, that's the source. So we wait to day 8, but there's no reason to wait to day 8 on a C-section baby, because a woman doesn't become tummy. So some want to say, it's only Isha Kisazri of a Tama Shiva Shamim. It's only, when do we say Milas on the 8th day? Only when a woman becomes tummy at childbirth, a natural childbirth. But when she has a C-section, so then you could have the bris right away. So that's the Machokas in the Gemara. Do we say no? Avram Avinu had the bris on day 8, even though there was no halachas of Tumah v'Tahara. So that's a debate in the Gemara, whether a C-section baby should go on day 1, because in theory, biblically speaking, the woman's not tamei, and therefore you could do the bris right away, or no, I still wait to day 8. So it's what we call a sveika d'dina. So therefore, what we do is we have to be strict. So if let's go with Tuesday. A C-section baby is born on Tuesday. So when do we have the bris? Next Tuesday. Because you have two choices. You could have the bris tomorrow, you know, the next day. Or, meaning you could have it on Wednesday, or you could have it on next Tuesday. So the problem is, if you have it on Wednesday, day 1, or whatever, day 2, so it might, a C-section baby might have to wait to day 8. Right? So therefore, even if it's day 1, but day 8 also works. So therefore, we cover ourselves, we do a C-section baby on day 8, because day 8 we win no matter what. If it's day 1, it could be too early. Day 8, at worst case, it's too late. I mean, it's not too late. It's not a milah bizmana, but at least, so a C-section baby is a suffix milah. We don't know when the real date is. So therefore, we have to be strict. So therefore, let's say you move to the baby's born on Shabbos. It's a C-section baby. So again, I can't do it on day one because maybe it's we need maybe a C-section's on day eight. In this case, I can't do day eight because it's Shabbos, and you need it. And maybe it's really day one, not day eight. This you can't do a Milo Shelo Bizmana on even a Suffolk Milo Shelo Bizmana on day eight. So we do the bris on Sunday. So it comes out, as we said, day eight is a Milo Bizmana. Only those are Docha Shabbos, but a Suffolk Milo Bizmana one cannot do on Shabbos Ila. One cannot do on Shabbos either a baby born during twilight, Ben Hashmachas, or a C-section baby. So the only time you can do a bris on Shabbos is if it's day eight and it's a healthy baby and it's a natural born baby, because the C-section baby is very healthy, or it could be just as healthy. You can't do it, you know, because of the other reason. So the question is, so a Milo Bizmana we do even on Shabbos. So we certainly do it on Yontif, and we do it on Yontif Sheni. What about, we say, a Suffolk Milo Bizmana we can't do on Shabbos, because we don't want to, because Shabbos is restricted. What about a Suffolk Milo Bizmana on Yontif? Because if you machal Yontif, it's not as bad as it is on Shabbos. The answer is no, we don't do a Suffolk Milo Bizmana, we don't do a C-section baby, or we don't do a twilight baby on Yontif either. What about Yontif Sheni? I guess in Chutz Laaretz. Well, let's make it simple. Or the only Yontif Sheni they have in Israel is Rosh Hashanah. So that's clear. The Mishnah writes, one cannot have a Bris Mila on, I mean, a Suffolk, we don't do a Bris Mila on Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. So it's clear on Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, you can't do even a Suffolk Mila Bizmana. The question is, what about Yontif Sheni of Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot? So this is a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. Can you do a Suffolk Milo Bizmana on Yontif Sheni? On Shabbos and Yontif Rishon, it's definitely out. What about Yontif Sheni? So the Rambam writes, well, we see, the Mishnah only said you can't do it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But the second day of the other Yom Tovim, you can do it. And the rest says no. It applies to all Yontif Sheni. So why did the Mishnah only write Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah? Because we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. That's the only day there was a Yontif Sheni. All the other Yontif, we don't keep Yontif Sheni in Israel. So they have that. So according to the Rambam, a Mila Shelo Bizmana can be done on, it can't be done on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but it can be done on other Yom Tovim. So a Mila Shelo Bizmana can be done on Yontif Sheni. It's not Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. And the Rosh holds, no, you can't do a Mila Shelo Bizmana on any Yontif Sheni. So what's the machlokas? What's the issue between the Rosh and the Rambam? The issue is, how do we view Yontif Sheni? Is Yontif Sheni a minug? Minug avoseim yadechem? Or is it a takana drabanan? That's a discussion in the Gemara. Today we assume it's a minug, but it's a debate in the Gemara. So the Rambam seems to hold Yontif Sheni, not Rosh Hashanah, is a minug. So Milo Shelo Bizmana is still a mitzvah, but a Milo Shelo Bizmana isn't Docha Shabbos or Yontif. But Yontif Sheni, which is only a minug, so if you have a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you have a mitzvah min haTorah to do a mila, so a minug's not going to prevent us from doing the mila Shelo Bizmana and Yontif Sheni. However, the Rosh says no. Yontif Sheni is the same halacha as we don't want you to lead to zilzul yontov sheni, so therefore it's a low plug. So it's a machokes, Rambam and the Rush, on whether Mila Shalobin's mana on yontov sheni can be done. Rambam, yes. Rush, no. We generally assume like the Rush, we do not do one on yontov. So here's the shaila. You have a Suffolk Mila Bizmana. So now you have a twilight baby or you have a C-section baby. And let's say a C-section baby, day eight is Yontov Sheni. We know it's day eight. The shaila is whether C-section goes on day one or day eight. So you have a C-section baby or twilight, whatever your case is, Suffolk Mila Bizmana is, and it comes out, now it's Yontov Sheni. Can I do it on Yontov Sheni? So again, so if it's a Mila Shalom Bizmana Vadai, so we say it's a Machokas Rush in the Rama, we paskin no. But what about it's a Suffolk Mila Shalom Bizmana? So therefore someone and some post can wanna say to know the Yehuda, perhaps on a Suffolk Mila Shalom Bizmana, you can do a bris, because why? It's a svek sveka. It's a double doubt. One doubt is that maybe it's a machok. One doubt is it's a machok is Rambam in the Rush. Whether you're allowed to do a mila shalom bizmana on Yontov Sheni. So maybe we hold like the Rambam and then it'd be mutter even on a mila shalom bizmana. But even if we pass like the Rush, that you need a Mila Bizmana, but maybe it is Bizmana. We don't know it's not. It's a suffix. So therefore, some posts can want to say that on a, even though we assume on a Mila Shalom Bizmana, we paskin generally like the Rush, that on Yontov Sheni, we do not do a Bris Mila. However, on a suffix Mila Bizmana, there are posts that would say, there's room to be lenient and do a Suffolk Mila Shalobiz. Others say you don't make low plug, and therefore the different minhagim bizman hazeh on whether a moel will do a bris mila on Yontov Sheni in a case of a Suffolk bris shalobizman. When I remember when I speak to a moel, I ask him what the minig is. I think I remember I was on a flight to Israel. Obviously, that must have been years ago, pre-COVID. And there was a big moel from Toronto who was on the flight. That was good because he worked out the minyanim, so I was able to get a minyan. But so I think I asked him this question. I asked him a bunch of contemporary questions to see what he does. So I think, if I recall, I think he said he doesn't do it. He won't do even a Suffolk Mila Shalobizmana on different poskim. He asked him some other questions, but we'll save that when we discuss the other contemporary questions. That's it. So again, Mila Bizmana, if it's a natural birth boy, you do, no questions asked, day eight, you always get the bris done. And that Shabbos and Yontif. If it's a Mila Shalom Bizmana, you never do it on Shabbos and Yontif. Yontov Sheni is a machok, is Rambam and the Rush. Rambam, yes, Rush, no. We generally go with the Rush. Even a Mila Shalom Bizmana, we don't even do on Yontov Sheni. And a Suffolk Mila Shalom Bizmana, there's a further debate whether you say it's a svek sveka, and therefore you would do a bris on a Suffolk Mila Shalom Bizmana on Yontov Sheni, or did I say no? There are those who say even in that case we still say the minig is not to do the bris, even on a Suffolk Mila Shalom Bizmana on Yontov Sheni.